Nationwide, economists are still trying to figure out what caused this year's drop in sales tax revenue. One possibility is the cost of gas. Aside from the usual summer bump, prices have been on a steady decline since mid-2014. And with lower costs at the pump in New York come less sales tax revenues, according to NYSEC Deputy Director Mark Levine.
That said, the individuals, the families who are saving money up to $1,200 a year in some instances, it's like a tax break or a tax refund.
But that savings isn't being reinvested in goods and services. Levine says many people are either saving their money or paying down debt. It's safe to say that building a nest egg and getting rid of financial burdens is a good thing for families. But what about the big economic picture?
That's a good question. It's another one that economists and the Federal Reserve this week they're grappling with.
Levine says it's absolutely a good thing to be saving money and to shore up personal finances.
But we also need economic activity to keep our capitalist society running.
While gas prices may be going down, a lot of people aren't seeing their wages go up, and that means apprehension when it comes to opening wallets.
People may not want to go out and make that car purchase or other big purchases for their homes.
So what's the outlook for this year? Levine says even the Federal Reserve isn't sure which way things are going to go. But for the 62 counties of New York, he's fairly optimistic.
I say that it's time for New York to leave behind this recession, and we're investing as communities, as governments, as the state government and local government. We're investing in new businesses and new jobs. So I anticipate a positive economic future for New York.
Avery Schneider, WBFO News.